This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. BOGO is back for 1 week only. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
My plan is to lower employer and lower everyday cost for hardworking Americans.
What have you done with those plans?
My plan is to make concrete.
That's a great plan.
That the number one threat is the strength, and that strength that we build is inflation.
Very good, Lewis. Short but pointless.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There wasn't one person better in the United States of America that dealt with the COVID pandemic than Charlie Baker.
You could not be more wrong.
What about the people you fire? When are you going to put them back in opposition?
When are you going to give their jobs back? And when are the kids in Boston going to be out of masks?
I'm the official sentry of the Island of Misfit Toys.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware.
Who, may I ask, are you?
It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The number, if you'd like to join us, is 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. The inflation report for the month came out today. That explains why Brandon was out yesterday with that nonsensical gibberish press conference of his.
True and international average of pressure.
And incidentally, if you're looking for how the wind is blowing, the White House transcribed account today is full of those mistakes. There's stuff scratched out. You know, it's just they have lines through it for what he said, and then for what he said later, or they're putting sick in, meaning he was wrong. And I haven't seen, maybe I just haven't looked closely enough before. Maybe I've never seen as many in those things. It looked like one of my transcriptions. It looked like one of my Weekend at Biden columns in the Boston Herald, of which there have been about 20. I hope this continues because it's going to make it a lot easier for me going forward.
Had as many lines through it as a redacted Steele dossier.
Yes. Or an FBI report on a mob hits in Boston, because they're redacting all their FBI employees who were taking part in the hits. But anyway, we've got more Biden stuff today. He's in the heartland, and he's just very manic. He seems like he's totally out of control. And John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, was on right after his speech on one of the channels, and he said, "Mr. President, you've got to stop acting like such a chump." And of course, that reminded me of the chump line. That's good. We'll be playing that cut. He said it twice, actually. He said he's got to stop acting like such a chump. I don't know how else he could act, though, actually. I've never seen him as anything other than a chump. From his days running for president the first time back in 1987, because he didn't get to 1988. He was knocked out before. All right, 844-500-4242. The first thing, though, I want to talk about today is the inflation report. And CNBC, believe it or not, had a fairly honest report on it. Inflation barreled ahead. That's a good word. I think it's an accurate word, and it's an action verb. Barreled ahead at 8.3% in April from a year ago, remaining near 40-year highs. I think that's the key here. You know, gas prices are up 44.2% annually since last year. Used car prices, 27%. New car prices up 13%. car and rental truck costs up 10.4%. And airline fares up 33% year to year. 33%. So we said yesterday was a good day on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It was only down 90 points. Today is not such a good day. It's down, as I speak, about 160 points, 161, 163, 166. I feel like I'm an auctioneer. Do I have 170? Do I have 170? The Dow is down. Oh, it's going up. It's going less down. But anyway, as you can imagine, last night we had some amusement in the last part of the show by talking about the way the media has different words to use to describe what happens, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat. For instance, Republicans lash out, Democrats react, and Republicans flip-flop on issues, Democrats evolve. And so today we saw this again. CNN, that last month the inflation rate was 8.5% year to year, 8.5. And again, the real inflation rate is much higher. They've changed the way they figure it out. I got to look at that website, Shadow Stats, to see what they're saying the real inflation rate is today. But last month it was 8.5%. So this month it was 8.3%. Now, forget the fact that they were predicting it was going to be 8.1%, which is disastrous for anyone. I mean, the average wages were up, but in real terms, the median wages earned by Americans were down about 2% last month. So they predicted 8.1% inflation. It came in at 8.3%, but it was down 0.2%. So you know how CNN described it? Inflation took a breather. I also heard it described on some network newscast as inflation cooled last month. You ever have a hot stove going? You have it on the highest heat, and then you turn it off immediately. If you touch the stove, you're still going to get a burn if you touch it. It didn't cool.
I'm just going to touch it for a second.
It's still hotter inflation, worse inflation than any time since the hangover from the Jimmy Carter years in the early months of Ronald Reagan's presidency, when he was trying to tamp it down. The inflation's worse. But CNN is all excited. They're waving the pom-poms. They're happy about this. Oh, it's great. Everything is great. Workers continue to lose ground. I got 170. Got 170. Do I hear 175? Do I hear 170? 172? I'll keep going with this, with the auction here. The price gains also meant that workers continued to lose ground. Real wages adjusted for inflation decreased 0.1% on the month, despite a nominal increase of 0.3%. Over the past year, real earnings have dropped 2.6%, even though average hourly earnings are up 5.5%. And you know what? You know who doesn't care about this? Dementia Joe Biden. He does not care about this. You know what they're concerned about? They're concerned about getting more money to Ukraine. Did you hear Mitch McConnell? So this is a bipartisan problem, you understand. It's the uniparty, basically, in D.C. The Republicans are slightly less odious than the Democrats, but there's still a problem. Mitch McConnell said the other day at a press conference, the Senate Minority Leader, soon to be the Senate Majority Leader, that the biggest issue in the world right now is Ukraine. Not for me. I dare say not for you either. There's a number of bigger issues, one of which is the high cost of living. Another bigger problem, the southern border. I would like the Congress to have, instead of sending $40 billion or whatever it was to Ukraine, I wish they had sent $40 billion in military equipment to the Rio Grande. We're being invaded. What are we going to do about the invasion? We're expediting the invasion. You know, they always talk about the fifth column. You know, that's the column inside the country that's helping the invaders. The government now is the fifth column in the United States. They're helping the invaders get into the country so that they can commit more crime, so that they can spread more diseases, so that they can sow more chaos in all of our communities. And they don't care. 802 says, how much of this latest $40 billion in aid to Ukraine is for CRT, critical race theory, in their schools? And how about the gender dysphoria studies, too? There's a lot of stuff they could be doing. And getting woke math textbooks like the ones that are being thrown out in Florida. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls when we come back. We got a lot of Brandon sound today. I like to break it up, though. You know, I led with it yesterday. I'll wait a while today in case we have people tuning in at different times and they either like it or they don't like it. I like to mix it up a little bit. 978, Howie, my biggest problem is $4.49 a gallon. Well, you know, be thankful you don't use diesel. Your biggest problem would be like $6.50 a gallon. There's a great editorial in the Wall Street Journal today, by the way, from it calls Biden President Costanza from the Seinfeld show. When it's one of the famous episode, one of the most famous episodes, where Seinfeld tells George Costanza that he should just do exactly the opposite of what he's been doing, and so he changes it up. He does everything different, and he suddenly is a much happier guy, and he's leading a much more successful life. And they're suggesting that whatever Biden does, it turns to excrement. So he should just become George Costanza. They call him President Costanza. I prefer President Brandon myself. 844-500-4242. We often hear lately that real estate can literally sell itself right now. This thought has been very true for many properties in this frenzied economy. However, as inflation skyrockets and interest rates rise, the demand for properties may quickly lessen. Before that happens, what can you do as a property owner to be sure you maintain strong competition and interest for your real estate? You can have an auction. For over 45 years and in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment, strong bidding, no contingencies, and cash buyers who aren't waiting for lower interest rates. Auctions don't mean distress. Auctions mean competition. J.J. Manning auctioneers can show you what strong marketing and a competitive forum will do for your real estate. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Rising inflation and interest rates are coming. Don't wait. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
He's very popular. The Sportos, the Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
He's Howie Carr.
Years and years of profit-driven radio shows, whatever, turning the base into this angry, fearful, victimized group of people.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code word Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and use code word Howie for amazing discounts. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Hunter Biden be indicted by a Delaware grand jury?
No, I don't think so. I think I think we're really getting our hopes up too high.
23% of the audience thinks yes, he will. 77% say no.
I think there'll be another Saturday Night Massacre if somebody tries to indict him, just like in 73 with Richard Nixon. I just can't, you know, he knows too much. He's the bag man. You have to keep the bag man happy. 844-500-4242. Crappy day at work, says 508. $79 to fill up my 22-year-old minivan. $80K drop in my retirement plan. Thanks, Brandon.
Price strike.
Yeah. 617, 150 gallons of heating fuel today, and I paid $850. It's going up 10 cents a gallon tomorrow. Here's another 617, different one. When heating oil, which is diesel, hits $8, filling it a 275-gallon tank will cost $2,200. And, you know, a lot of people that have heating oil are on fixed incomes. And I was looking the other day, I think the average, maybe it's median or average Social Security per month, for retired people is $1,300 a month. So how tell me how they're going to pay for it. What's Brandon going to do for them? And it's just such a mess. Sandy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sandy.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
I'm down in Loxahatchee. I've spoken with you before. I have a diesel truck. I have a diesel car. I have two diesel tractors as well as heating oil up north, which now costs us $1,200 to fill a 200-gallon tank. I mean, I'm beyond upset. And then you know, where are the so-called Republicans? That why aren't they crying out? Why aren't they doing more? I mean, when Donald Trump had an executive order that the Democrats didn't like, what did they do? They blocked it.
I know.
I'm sorry.
It was like a slap in the face for McConnell to say that we all agree. That's what he said. We all agree the biggest issue in the world today is Ukraine. I don't think that, Sandy. Do you?
I don't think that either. I don't, and I'm sorry, and I'm so tired of all the freaking money. Okay, that's going, and I apologize. I'm sorry for the Ukrainians. Believe me, that is a horrible thing that's going on over there. But they are killing us at our border. Okay, and the numbers are not correct. I don't care what they say. The numbers are not correct. It's far worse than what they're talking about.
Right.
And as far as McConnell, what we call him is barnacles, because that's what he is. He's barnacles in the bottom of a boat, all right? I am so tired of them, and that's what I had to say, Howie. And I'm glad you're up north. I hope you have a wonderful time up there. But I'm still down.
Thanks. Thanks. I don't blame you. It's going to be a nice weekend, though. You know, the temperature is finally going up. Okay, talking about diesel, what the problem is with diesel. This was in the Wall Street Journal today. Speaking of which, they're talking about gas prices. Diesel prices have increased by $2.40 a gallon in the last year, a buck more than gasoline prices, amid the increased demand from freight and reduced refining capacity. Higher diesel prices filter through to food prices as ships, trains, trucks, tractors, and other farm equipment rely on the fuel. So you say, why is this? Why is this happening? Biofuel mandates and subsidies have spurred refineries to shut down or shift to producing smaller amounts of quote-unquote renewable diesel from cooking oils. This is also a large reason soybean oil prices have more than doubled from pre-pandemic, meaning Trump levels, and why the American Bakers Association has urged the administration to ease renewable fuel mandates. He's bragging about it again today. We're gonna have renewable fuel this summer. They're never talking about what the downside is. Poultry producers say the ethanol mandate, that's in the fuel, is driving up the cost of their feedstock because there's less corn for chickens. At the same time, surging corn and soy prices are discouraging farmers from planting wheat to compensate for lost exports from Ukraine. Yet the administration wants to increase renewable fuel mandates and subsidies. What the economy needs is more investment to boost the supply side of the economy, which will increase worker productivity, real wages, and living standards. Brandon's plan is to hammer businesses and investors with higher taxes and regulation that will do exactly the opposite. Thank you, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.
My plan is to make concrete.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I can't resist. I got to play a few Brandon cuts here. We got some really good ones. When was the last time you mispronounced United States of America, especially United? When was the last time, Grace? Do you remember? I don't remember myself.
I mispronounced it today, but that was only because I was going off of Brandon's pronunciation of United States of America. Sometimes I like to throw that.
No, well, he's done that before. He did it a different way, though, today. Out in, where was he, in Iowa? Was he in Iowa? Yeah, he was with Vilsack, the agriculture secretary. Cut 35.
We're the United States of America. And when we are united, there's not a damn thing we can't do. It's not hyperbole. It's a fact. The student of history, it's a fact.
When we are united.
Yeah, the second time threw me
united.
There.
As opposed to you aided. Or you sevened. Ed.
It's always the second time when he doubles down on it that kind of is cause for concern.
Cut 34.
Firefighters are incredible. Who's else crazy enough to run into flames, you know? But all kidding aside, what you're doing in terms of helping conservation as well out in Wyoming is astounding. It really is. I've been to, I don't mind to make you stand, I'm sorry. The whole point of my raising this is, and we're not going to be able to talk much about it today, but conservation is also pretty darn important. And climate is pretty important.
All kidding aside.
It's kind of like if you put a sentence on a roller coaster and just let it ride.
And it was a broken roller coaster.
And it just is not a... He doesn't pause at all. Take a deep breath.
You know, many of us don't know much about Delaware. It is a very small state. We just drive through it on 95 on our way from somewhere to somewhere else, right?
Yeah, if you went up to people at a restaurant in a booth and asked them about Delaware, they might not know that much about it.
Biden has bragged in the past that it was a slave state. He's very proud of that, but it was a slave state. It had the seventh highest percentage of black people in the country. He's talked about that. Today he had another new little-known stat. Oh, and there's never been a senator from Delaware. That was last week. There's never been a senator from... He said that. Okay? So here he is today with more little-known facts about Delaware. Cut 31.
One of the things I want to put to rest, everybody looks at me and says, have you ever been on a farm? And I remind them that nobody knows. I come from the state of Delaware. I represented Delaware for 36 years in the United States Senate. Before I became vice president, single largest industry in Delaware and the Delmarva of Delaware, Maryland, Virginia Peninsula, that peninsula that goes down, is agriculture. It's a $4 billion industry, $4 billion, that whole peninsula. And we have more chickens than there are Americans, more broilers. And so, you know, I've been very, very, let me put it this way.
Wait a second. Hey, pal, are you saying chickens aren't Americans? That's what he was saying. They're more chickens than Americans.
Are you saying chickens aren't people? They're just a human being.
Chickens.
So there are 330 plus million chickens in Delaware. That's nuts.
You know, that's right. I hadn't thought of that.
Okay, wow. Why don't we fact check it? Who needs Glenn Kessler? MSNBC. We have Jared on the board.
MSNBC, that's like 10 chickens per person, right? A chicken in every pot.
They're just a human being.
All right, Grace. Now it's time for Grace with the news.
Hello, everyone. So Joe Manchin, and I'm just reading here from the Daily Mail. This is their take on it. Democrat Joe Manchin tanks his own party's effort to codify Roe v. Wade as Chuck Schumer prepares for already defunct attempt to shut down GOP filibuster.
Wait a second. So if it was already defunct, then he didn't really tank it, did he? That's not very precise news writing.
I know. I'm going to have to take that up with the Daily Mail. Yeah, and it's also, I had a caller today, Howie, who said, yeah, Joe Manchin's, he's going to have protesters outside of his home soon. And I said, correction, outside of his houseboat. And we know that the Democrats aren't happy about that houseboat to begin with.
He had a, Joe Manchin, though, had a tough night, though. He endorsed a Republican congressman. This is one of the rare states where two Republicans were running against each other in the redistricting because they, West Virginia lost the state. So there's a guy named Mooney, who's originally from Cambridge, by the way. I met him a few years back. But he's a good guy.
Okay.
He's a good guy. And then he lived in Maryland, and then he moved to West Virginia because Republicans don't have much chance in Maryland. So he was in this district with a guy named McKinley. And McKinley had voted for one of the big bailout bills last year, and that was the big issue. So Manchin endorsed McKinley. Guess who won last night?
Cambridge guy?
Cambridge guy endorsed by Trump.
A Cambridge guy.
Endorsed by Trump.
That's not something you hear every day. A Cambridge guy endorsed by Trump beat another Republican endorsed by Joe Manchin.
Beat him rather handily, too. Rather handily. By the way, though, I think Trump suffered his first loss in a Republican primary last night. The guy that was running, his candidate for governor of Nebraska, was defeated. But he had a Me Too problem. He denied it.
Yeah, and it won't be the only person.
No,
I mean,
and there were like five candidates, and his guy got 30%, and the winning candidate got who was a vet, by the way, a veterinarian. I think 32-33%, something like that.
Wowzers. On another note here, I know you had have you played the audio yet of Senator Kennedy giving?
No, we haven't.
Why don't we play that? That will lead into this story.
We're very happy about this because we have something on the show you may know called the Chump Line. It's in the third hour of the show, and you get to call in. It's the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. And so it's one of our favorite words, obviously, chump. And so Senator John Kennedy used it today.
And I have a feeling after playing this that you might have some Senator John Kennedy impersonators on the Chump Line later today. He does have one of those voices that people like to impersonate.
Yes, the Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave an impersonation of John Kennedy, senator from Louisiana, or the late president, for that matter, named John Kennedy, you can call 844-500-4242 and press 2 for the Chump Line and leave your impersonation. But this is the real John Kennedy just about an hour ago with his advice for Brandon.
Mr. President, you're a nice man. I would say, Mr. President, I know you want what's best for America. But, Mr. President, and I say this gently, you've got to stop being a chump. There's no future in it. There's no future in it for you or for the American people. You've got to go back to the White House, and you've got to fire all these wokers that don't really care about America.
I love his voice.
That is some great advice, too. Not that he's ever going to take it.
No. He's committed to being a chump. It's going to take a lot more than a couple words from John Kennedy to change his mind.
You don't have the cabinet he's got. You don't have the staff bureaucracy that he's got from top to bottom unless you are not just a chump, but a pluperfect chump.
Yeah, and all those people are determined to keep him on the yellow brick road of being a chump.
Yes.
He's not veering off.
They want to
soon.
Ruin the United state of America.
And the United States of America, damn it. By the way, Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. Stop in and experience car buying or leasing the way you want it to be. When I got my RAV4 there, it was like no other place I had shopped. I love everyone there, including Brad. Shout out to my friend Brad. They really care about what's best for you. Visit thehouseofvalue.com. So we just played that cut from Senator Kennedy. And he's not the only one who's giving Joe Biden advice. Now, I'm sure our listeners remember yesterday Joe Biden gave a riveting speech about the economy. It was really a speech where he just blamed a variety of different people, places, things for his decisions.
That's President Costanza to you.
Yes.
And that's his name for the day, anyway, after the Wall Street Journal editorial.
He also, it was funny the way this played out. Let me just break this down a little bit for people. Senator Rick Scott said that Joe Biden was incompetent. And then Joe Biden gave a speech where he mentioned Senator Rick Scott and said he was from Wisconsin. Then he was asked about Senator Rick Scott, he's from Florida, about his comments saying Joe Biden was incompetent. And he said he like refused to answer it, or he just laughed it off. He had a big grin on his face. Well, now Senator Rick Scott from Florida, not from Wisconsin, is replying back, and he's giving Joe Biden some advice. He tells Biden to get out of the way in the economic recovery. I like this because that's a line that Joe Biden likes to say.
Yeah, didn't he use that with Governors DeSantis and Abbott?
Yes.
They're on the mask situation when he totally has blown that issue as well, COVID,
yeah.
As opposed to Abbott and DeSantis.
Yeah, he told them to, he told Biden to get out of the way, which I think is a great idea. And
978, it's just been, the chicken population has just been fact-checked. Just looked it up. In 2015, Delaware poultry industry produced over 244 million chickens for consumption.
Chickens.
There are more Americans than there are chickens in Delaware. I just wanted to say that. By the way, someone else said, made an interesting point. I always wondered who Kennedy sounded like, Senator Kennedy sounded like, and this guy's got it. Mr. Haney on Green Acres.
Green Acres is the place for me. Farm living is a life
well,
for
we
me.
Well, we'll get it, though. We'll get a cut of Mr. Haney on Green Acres. And the guy, 603 is dead on. That's exactly it.
Land spreading out so far and wide. Leave Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
Keep Manhattan.
Keep Manhattan,
just give me that countryside.
Still pretty good. I got like 90%
of the words. Considering your age, that's pretty good.
Firefest meets the Super Bowl. F1 fans complain about tacky Miami Grand Prix after paying thousands to get into the sweltering hot stadium that had a fake marina and a VIP beach club filled with posing celebs. The only reason I bring this up is because at one point in our recent past, Boston was one of the contenders to get the Grand Prix. And I don't remember what your stance on that was, Howie, but I have a feeling I could guess.
No, that was when I had to spend time in the Seaport District because the Herald had an office down there, and I was totally 1,000% opposed.
Really? I would have thought you would think this is great. Big Dig 2.0. What's not to love? Cars whizzing around.
I think didn't they eventually arrest the guy that was putting that. I was excited about that. That was the only upside to the whole thing.
Howie, before I leave you, I just want to remind people that Howie Carr is going to be at the Follinsby Inn this weekend, and you still have time. There are a few rooms left. If you want to go to FollinsbyInn.com and book your room, you could hang out with Howie this upcoming weekend. It's a really beautiful spot. It's going to be a gorgeous weekend, too, weather-wise.
Right, it's going to be in the 80s on Saturday, and Dennis is preparing corned beef hash and biscuits for breakfast.
The food,
real corned beef hash.
I think it might be the best breakfast I've ever had, and I'm saying that sincerely. So everyone should check it out. There's still a few rooms left. I have a feeling they'll go quick now that we've mentioned it. So get on.
You
that
got the
now.
Number? Do you have their number?
I don't have the phone number. Hold on, though. I'll look it up for you. I was just going to give off the website, but if people,
you can call him directly. You can call Dennis directly. I should have brought in the number.
Hold on. Just vamp for a sec. I'll find the number. Let's see this.
All right.
Maybe I won't. Sorry. No, my computer's stalling.
978. This is the only John Kennedy I support. Yes, it is. I agree.
You can call the phones being at 603-927-4221.
Thank you.
Say that again one more time, Jared.
603-927-4221.
Thank you,
okay,
Jared.
Okay, thank you. And don't forget my Alma Gaucha feed.
He's our chicken fact checker, and he gives us the numbers. He's our phone booth guy.
Okay.
Chickens.
Okay. Alma Gaucha just arrived.
I'm going to go get your food. Do you want me to? Okay, I'll go right now.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, sir.
This message could be important to your health. There may be an antibiotic supply chain shortage soon. If that supply chain were to be cut off, experts predict that our pharmacies could run out of most antibiotics within weeks. Are you prepared if this were to happen? Many common infections can quickly become deadly if not treated by antibiotics. Have you heard of the Jace case? It's a case you can order online that contains 5 life-saving antibiotics prepared to treat infections. Every home needs at least 1 Jace case to care for yourself and loved ones should the antibiotic supply chain be cut off. Go to Jace, J-A-S-E, medical.com, jacemedical.com right now and use the code word Howie for $10 off your Jace case. That's code word Howie for $10 off. JaceMedical.com, JaceMedical.com. Use code word Howie at checkout. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug, and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
All right, we've got a great cheap bastard deal here, and this is just in time for the spring and the summer outdoor season, and it's for Payne's Patio in Bourne. And Payne's goes back to 1835. The Payne Furniture Company opened as a humble cabinet maker's shop, and it's become a famous New England tradition. Payne Furniture Company, quality home furnishing, service to match. They have they've gone from the little tiny shop on Blackstone Street to the 275,000 square foot building on Arlington Street in the Back Bay. Payne's has been a fixture furniture landmark for almost 200 years. And now operated by the 6th generation of Shearers, Doug Shearer and his wife Kristen opened Payne's Patio in Bourne in 2003. The focus has changed from formal indoor furnishings to a mix of casual indoor and outdoor furnishings more suited to today's Cape Cod lifestyles. And so we have today a $500 gift voucher for $250. And you can also, you can buy several of these. There's no number limited. It's a very limited number, but you can buy as many as you want. So if you want to, if you want to spend $1,000 on something, new kind of patio furniture, you can get $1,000 for $500. Just buy 2 of the gift certificates. It's a great deal. Joining us now is Doug Shearer. Thanks for being with us, Doug. We're looking forward to getting down to the Payne's Patio in Bourne very shortly. What do you got? What can people get at Payne's Patio?
We have a wide range of outdoor furniture products. Excited today, we actually just received our third shipment of teak furniture in of the 6 that are coming. And, you know, it took a little bit longer. Supply chains are a little tough at the moment, but our warehouse is fully stocked and we're ready to go.
So you may have to wait a little longer, but you're basically well stocked for the summer season, and people can get down there and they can buy just about anything they want for their patios or porches, any kind of outdoor furniture at Payne's Patio in Bourne.
In Bourne, or is it Burn?
I don't know. I'm from the west coast of Massachusetts myself. So what do I know? Bourne, Massachusetts, which the fake Indian calls Bourne. So this is a great deal then. And again, there's no limit. You can buy several of these $500 gift vouchers for $250. So you can buy for $500. You can get $1,000 worth of purchasing power if you want.
You get definitely. And we are again fully stocked at the moment, ready to go. So the timing couldn't be better for anybody that's interested in entertaining outside all summer long.
And this will be a good weekend to get down because the weather's going to be great all across New England.
Yep, we'll get rid of today's rain and be ready to go.
HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store and get your gift vouchers from Payne's Patio. I'm Howie Carr.